Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific actor, and he has put together in a very short period of time a great resume. Evermore, people know him for Alex Rider, Love Victor, of course, Will, Into the Badlands, and opening tomorrow is Reefer. And it sounds terrific. I'm definitely going to be tuning in. It's a must-watch. George Sear is our very special guest. Hey, George, how are you?
Hey, yeah, I'm good, thanks. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And listen, congratulations on really putting a nice body of work together. And by the way, quality work, too. You really put a lot of – looks like you put a lot of effort into your craft.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that means a lot. Definitely. When I was leaving school about 15, 16, I decided it was something I really wanted to throw myself into, and I'm just really grateful that I'm still doing it to this day.
Who was it for you who you noticed on screen, whether it was the small screen, the stage, or the big screen? Who was it for you that made you want to be an actor?
Oh, well, really early on, I think it was Dick Van Dyke in like Mary Poppins and things like that. I would always be watching him and copying. I'd always be trying to do the one man band scene and stuff like that. And I was like really little, like, you know, 3-4 years old. But that was all kind of subconscious stuff. And I think consciously, seeing Christian Bale and seeing some of his films, like there's a great film called The Prestige, which is like a Nolan movie with Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale. Yeah. And then I just went down this Christian Bale rabbit hole, just like watching all his work. And just being like, oh, I want to be like, I want to, like, that's what I want to do, you know, like, that's, I want to be that kind of actor. So he was like the guy that kind of inspired me, I think.
Well, listen, you've got to be very happy. I think both of those folks would be very happy that you're listing them as influences. You're really putting together quite a career here. Let's talk about Reefer and give us a rundown. Don't spoil it, of course, but give us a rundown and give us a rundown of your character.
Yeah, so Reefer, it follows Israel Reefer Hernandez, who was 18 years old. He was supposed to be going to New York on an art scholarship. He was a super gifted artist. This film kind of follows his like last summer in Miami before he's supposed to be going off with his friends, and he has this romance. His family, meanwhile, and himself, they're all waiting for their green cards. They've moved from Colombia seeking asylum. But tragically, his kind of like amazing potential art career is not to be. And he paints on the side. He sprays something on the side of an abandoned McDonald's, gets chased down by the Miami cops, and then tasered to death at 18 years old. Yeah, it's a really sad story. But
wow.
Our director, Jess, she was trying to put this film together for like 5 years and, you know, finally got his story told.
You know what's amazing is how perfect the timing is for what's going on here, and not to make light of anything, but the timing is absolutely perfect for what's in the news, and I think it can give people a different perspective, and hopefully will give people a different perspective on how to how to behave, whether you're whether it's law enforcement or whether it's people looking at street people or what they think of street people as being less than. It really sounds like there's a good message here, and the timing couldn't be better.
I think so. I think it's just like it was an issue then, it's an issue now, and it's still not even just a conversation, but obviously clearly like way bigger things that just need to be sort of shifted in our society. Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely still relevant.
You know, a little more on your character. When you first got either the script or got the description of what your character was going to be, how much has it changed since your perception of what it was going to be like and how the ultimate result came out?
It changed a lot, actually, because when I first auditioned, it was a total different like character name, so it was like based on one of his other friends, I think. And then there was like some complications and I had to change it to a different friend's name. But I kind of decided, you know what, I'm just going to, because I'd already been like looking into the first guy. So I decided to just stick with the research I'd been doing there. My character was like a drummer, and that was part of it. And grew up playing the drums. So I was practicing that a lot. I was getting back on my skateboard and, like, you know, like, kind of practicing those things. So I just kind of stuck to the things that the research I've been doing already. And then when I got to Miami, just played it that way, really, and just sort of, you know, saw how the group dynamic was and just tried to fit in there.
I imagine you're going to get all types of feedback, and it sounds terrific. And listen, everything I've seen you in, you've been terrific, and you're surrounded by a bunch of people who know how to act as well. I think you're going to get terrific feedback, and we're certainly cheering on the movie. And I'll remind everyone, Reefer, tomorrow, and it's R-E-E-F-A. And it's based on the life of an artist who lost his life tragically. And everyone must check it out here with George Sear. George, before you go, what's the rest of your year look like? And, we don't want to look too far beyond. We know it's very fluid with the pandemic going on. But do you have a schedule? Anything you want to tell us about before you go?
Yeah, got Love Victor coming out in season two of Love Victor coming out on Hulu in June 11, I believe. So that follows up from the first season. And I'm really excited about that. We literally just got done filming it. So that's kind of the next thing on the horizon for me.
How about music? Will you have any music coming from you? I've seen you on YouTube and Instagram and different things.
Yeah.
You play beautifully. And what do you have? Do you have anything coming out commercially?
I don't have anything coming out musically at the moment. At the moment, I'm writing a lot, but all kind of just so far, I treat writing as just kind of my own kind of outlet at the moment. But hey, never say never. You know, maybe someday in the future soon.
Well, listen, terrific. Congratulations on everything that's going on, and certainly, especially Reefer, will be tuning in. Give us a website or a social media site where we could follow what's going on with you.
Yeah, mostly my Instagram, which is at GSear.
Yeah. Hey, where can we see your short? I know you wrote and directed a short 10-minute piece. Where can we see that? Is that available?
I did. It's not actually available anymore. It's something that I kind of, it was a really like personal short. So I had it out for a while and then I kind of took it off. But I am working on my next short. So, you know, hopefully that'll be out like soon enough.
Well, George, thanks a million for being here. Congratulations once again. We'll be watching you in Reefer.
Thanks, Frank. Cheers. Good talking to you.
Same here. George Sear, everyone. The name of the film is Reefer, R-E-E-F-A. Please check it out. Tomorrow is the first time you'll be able to get to it. And again, see George and Love Victor. Alex Ryder, Will, Evermore did a terrific job in Evermore. Into the Badlands. Just a terrific career he's putting together. And I almost said young actor. That's almost demeaning for what he's done. He's really put together some really beautiful work. He's going to have a big career ahead of him. He's got a great look. He's got a lot of emotion goes into his work, and you got to kind of cheer him on. He wrote a short and directed a short, and I can't find it anywhere. So, you know, he said he pulled it, and it's hard to see. You know, who knows why that is. But we would love to see what he does next. And I think he's 22 years old. So, here's a guy who's getting a lot of input from a lot of folks, whether it's other actors and directors. So it's interesting to see what he's going to be creating. And the fact that he's already creating shorts and looking towards films is terrific. He says he's writing. I assume he means writing, movies, writing films and stories and so forth. And I look forward personally to seeing a lot of that. If it means songwriting, listen, that as well. He's a very good musician. Interesting, he gave us his two examples, Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins with the one-man band. And, he said he was 3 years old watching that. And you could just imagine a kid, a British kid, watching that and just seeing what they can do with it. And, it takes a lot of creativity to want to take on that part. It takes a lot of ambition to want to replicate that. Anyway, he a terrific young actor, George Sear. The name of the film is Reefer, R-E-E-F-A. check it out. It's certainly it sounds heavy. It sounds certainly going to be heavy and certainly appropriate with what's going on now, and everyone can kind of see what's going on. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.